The Hopkins County Sheriff's Office has an impressive array of suspected stolen goods on display after the arrest of a 30-year-old Sulphur Springs man Friday night. They have already identified items stolen from two Sulphur Springs homes, one residence in southern Hopkins County, and the city of Sulphur Springs. I talked with Sheriff's Chief Criminal Investigator Lewis Tatum Saturday morning.
Friday night, at shift change, Deputy Richard Brantley was heading north on Church Street going home, and he observed a truck, which is this truck here, coming out of a residence that he knew looked odd. He knew the people that owned the residence and all. He turned around and made contact with the subject, and when he did, he noticed that the subject had two of these, what we believe, antique clocks in the back of the truck, some more items. He detained the subject, had another deputy come up and help him. Went back to the residence and found the back door had been broke into and the house had been ransacked. Everything had been gone through. We got the clocks and stuff identified through contacting the next of kin, the people that own the residence. We got some more deputies over there to help us. We went back to this subject, that house, went back to where he actually lived and found a white female in there, got her out of the house, and after searching the house, we located all these items. And we've placed some of them off of Church Street here in Sulphur Springs, and we know Mulberry Street also here in Sulphur Springs. And we believe we've got maybe got some of the items out of our county burglaries. We're hoping, and we're just going to have to just keep digging through all this stuff and contact everybody that's been burglarized here and have them come up and look at all this jewelry, and there's a lot of family heirlooms and stuff here that they've recovered.
So you think at least three cases and maybe
correct,
more.
At least three cases. Could be many more than that.
This person waiting to be arraigned, and you're hoping they may make some more cases.
Correct. On. Maybe we can get him to work with us and tell us where all he'd broken into. I mean, we know of three, maybe more. We just got to see. Said all the deputies have been helping us work on this. That steel saw comes back to the city of Sulphur Springs, so we need to contact them.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, that probably going to belong to the maintenance department of city of Sulphur Springs, so we've got a lot to go through.
Will you encourage people that have been burglarized, do you mind them coming in?
Please, if they would, we'll have this stuff out here the first of the week as long as we can, but as long as we can, we got to get it all gathered up and all the paperwork done.
And you're hoping that the one you have arrested, that he will give you some leads on this?
It would be nice if he would help us. Like I said, we've already got people coming in that we know for sure this morning that their residents have been burglarized. And then anybody else, especially the county burglaries, we've got deputies contacting everybody and see if they'll come in and they have time to go through this and help us see if we can locate some of their items.
Do you think it's a one-person job, or do you think other people involved?
Yeah, there's no way he lifted all this stuff by himself, but we will see.
30-year-old Alejandro Mejia Luna has been charged with four counts of burglary of a habitation, one count of theft of a firearm, and one count of theft over $1,500 before Justice of the Peace B.J. Tier. Judge Tier set bond at $25,000 each for burglaries of a habitation, $20,000 for theft of a firearm, and $20,000 for theft over $1,500 for total bond of $140,000. KSST News.